USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, joined Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A diner was shot in the leg at a high-end Manhattan restaurant this week. New York Councilman Joe Borelli joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss the city's crime surge.
This is a risk-reward calculation, and these criminals have seen headline after headline of bank robber gets out with no bail in New York City, and they decided that we don't even need a clever plan, we just need to go up and rob people.
Borelli says the criminals are aware that the criminal justice system has no more teeth. The largest U.S. banking lobby groups banded together on Friday to make another push to kill a proposed bank account reporting law. In a letter to U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the lobby group said the proposal would create reputational challenges for large financial services firms, increase the cost of tax preparations for Americans and small businesses, and create serious financial privacy concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the FDA advisory panel explains why he voted no on COVID boosters for most Americans.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and a member of that FDA advisory panel. He tells CNBC why he voted no on boosters for the general public.
Well, I think what we were being asked to do in part was to do what Israel was doing, which is to just offer the vaccine generally for people over 16 years of age. But the data that are generated in Israel, we think, are at variance with the data that have been generated in the United States. We've had a number of studies done here showing that the vaccine protection against severe disease holds up. It's held up through the Delta variant. It's held up for all age groups. So protection against serious disease is still excellent with the vaccines that we use here.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In a September 13th interview, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, rejected the reconciliation process being used to advance Democrats' expansive $3.5 trillion budget bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.